Episode 2555, Be Gentle When They Fail.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you have survived the week. It is Friday. Yay! It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And let me tell you, does the weather have you down? I know there are areas all over the South that are being covered in snow, and we're like, what? We don't like snow. Actually, we do, but it's more of a dusting because everything else comes to a halt. But hopefully you're enjoying some beautiful weather, even if there is snow involved, hopefully not a lot of ice. But because it's confession day, I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to be real, especially when it comes to your child. Be gentle when they fail. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, expectations can guide your reactions regardless of the outcome. Be gentle when they fail. Children need our unconditional acceptance, good or bad. There's a lot of focus on love when it comes to family and raising children, but rarely do we pause to think about it from the acceptance point of view. From the dictionary, you know, acceptance is the action or process of being received as adequate or suitable, typically to be admitted into a group. Whether you are the first, middle, or last child, whatever number you are as a child, each one is in search of being accepted in the family. Do you ever wonder in your family when you were little, gosh, does my mom and dad really love me? And it wasn't necessarily the love that we understand as love now as adults, because that's a totally different kind of love. But a love from a child's perspective is being accepted, being noticed, being heard, being seen. And sometimes we sit there and like, gosh, they notice the dog more than they notice me. They notice work more than they notice me. What is it? This is expressed by the child's determination to do right by mom, to do right by dad, by the family. However, we as parents, we don't see it from this perspective. We get too caught up in what we're trying to teach and show them in life. That acceptance becomes secondary. Now, you and I both know that's not our intention. We're not trying to sit here and bail ourselves out because we're just trying to get away with something. No, that's not it at all. It's just the fallout of our parenting goals. We're not looking at how we see our children from a child's perspective. And I believe that's what we're missing. See your child for who he is. See your child for who she is. Be gentle when they fail. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be gentle when they fail. Because believe it or not, most kiddos want to be accepted by their parents more than being right or a winner. I know that's shocking. But our children are fighting for our attention, for us to notice them. And so when they fail or act out, sometimes they're just crying out for attention, to be noticed, to be accepted. Maybe you felt that way when you were growing up. Maybe you can actually pinpoint a time and a place or a memory that's like, gosh darn it, yeah, I just wish my dad would have fill in the blank. Or man, only if my mom. And sometimes it even goes to our siblings or our aunts and uncles, and we're like, hello, will anybody see me? I don't think we as parents really understand that, because we don't take time enough. And not that that's our fault, but it is, because we're not really thinking about it. That's why I want to bring it to the forefront. I want you to think about it from their perspective, not our perspective. Because quite frankly, I mean, come on, let's be real here. You and I both know that we're doing our best to be the best parent, because that's what we want to go down as. But what about how our child perceives us? That's really who we should care about as to how we stand out as a parent. And I'm not saying that we need to be their friends either, okay? Please hear me out. We have got to parent our children. But in all of that, we also have to accept our children. Now, that doesn't mean that we condone every single action that they do. No, we do not. That's not what I'm saying. But they need to know that they are noticed, that they are seen, that they are heard. So how can you be gentle when they fail? Number one, give credit when not winning. This is your opportunity to see your child and not the outcome of what your child did or is doing. How many times do we go to activities and we're like, yes, that poem was awesome. You read it so beautifully. Or they were in their play in preschool. Or they sang a solo in choir at church. Or, come on, there's so many things. The dance recitals, the cheerleading camps, the football team. Wow, you actually made varsity as a freshman. How cool is that? But what about them being noticed when they don't make varsity? When they don't make JV, when they come home and they're your child? What about that poem that was never written? What about getting a B and not the A? Give credit when not winning. What about going and saying, my gosh, I am so excited. You're such a team player. That is such an incredible leadership trait. Build them up. Give them credit. We're not winning. And it's not a pity party, because I promise you, if you're doing that, they're going to notice a difference. You've got to let them know that they're number one, regardless of where anybody else ranks them. That's the key. They don't have to be number one or number two to be noticed by mom and dad. Give credit when not winning. Number two, just have conversation. Talk with your child away from activities or things that require them to, quote unquote, perform. So much of our lives are built upon activities, gaining something. You know, I love my college ball, college football. Come on. You know it. We got the championship game coming up on Monday. You better believe it. I'm there. I'm already planning dinner. Yep, I am. I know, call me crazy, but it's the last college football game of the season. It'll come around next year, or next season, I should say, because we're already in 2022. But in looking at that, right, it's like, oh yeah, this is awesome. But think now about every single parent that represents every single child playing, or every single child that's on the bench. What do you think happened when they were younger? Was it always about being number one? Unfortunately, it probably was. It was about pushing them all the time. I know, because I was a mom who did it. Now, I know I don't have any football stars, but I have a few other stars. They just did different things. And did I push them? You better believe I did. And I didn't mean to. I wanted the best for them, but when I look back, when I step back and I'm thinking, you know what? Our lives are led so much by our activities and where we fall into how the world judges us. That's unfair to our kids. Come on. Are we not realizing that? Are we going to wait till we're not even on our deathbed, but until we're like in our 70s, 80s, and then we're looking back going, wow, we really screwed up our kids. Now our grandkids, and then wait, we've got the great-grandchildren. You can start doing something now differently, regardless of the child's age. Because you're always going to have a child, whether they're 2 months old or all the way up to 22, 32, 42 years old. Just have conversation. Let them know how awesome they are, not because of what they are performing. They're always a star in your eye. And that means you have conversation while you're cooking dinner and not about the activities that they're doing. If you've got a daughter who's in dance, by golly, don't make every conversation about ballet and tap. Yes, there will be seasons that you need to do that and there will be competitions. I get it. I lived that life for a long time. But I also had to understand that it wasn't always going to be her life. So you got to have conversations around other things. Maybe you have to go out and grab something to eat. Maybe you just need to go for a walk. Maybe you need to go for a drive. Whatever you need to do, but you need to have the conversation away from the performances of life. That's so important. Because let me just say this, and people don't say this, so you're getting this raw from me. This isn't in my notes. This is from my heart. This is from my experience and me helping other moms and dads, for me helping my own family, for me working through my own CRAP. I'm telling you, it's all confession. But if you don't understand and notice your child away from their performances, I promise you, they're going to think that they're never a star in your eye, no matter what they do. And they're always going to feel like they have to perform in order to get your attention. Life shouldn't be that way at all. I mean, it's modeled to us by Jesus Christ himself. God sent his son. We're to model that unconditional recognition that you are mine, regardless. It's not about a performance. Give credit when not winning. Just have conversation. And finally, number three, build your child up daily. Now, you heard me, daily. It's not whenever you think about it, when it's convenient for you, or, oh, that performance opportunity. No, it's on a daily basis. Here is where you get to let him know how awesome he is. This comes with no ulterior motive. I know that's hard because you want to build him up, but then you're like, oh, well, if I say this, maybe he'll help me here. No. You got to be real with your son. You got to be real with your daughter. And you got to build him up daily. Give him praise. Wow, don't you look cute today? They come home and they're talking about something. They did a test. Even if they got an F on the test. Now, I'm being real here. Even if they got an F on the test, I promise you, you can still find something positive to say about that failure. But you got to think, I know, it requires more work. Welcome to parenthood. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it is the best, most rewarding responsibility that you will ever have in life. And notice I didn't say job. It's a responsibility. But you get the opportunity to impact the world that you touch first with your family. So make this new year, this season, a time of acceptance for your child, not just because of grades or prominent awards or scholarships to Ivy League schools. Make this year about family. That vision that you've created, it's about family. You got this. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.